Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome this morning to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry. I want to tell you this is your host, none other than Minister Sadie Elliott, and I am so happy that you were able to tune in today. And today before, we have a caller already on the air. Good morning, caller.
This is Evangelist Bryant.
All right, Evangelist Brian, before we are just listening to get started, before we go into our topic today, welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry. Your host is no other than Minister Sadie Elliott. Well, we're going to bow for a moment of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for coming, dear Heavenly Father, in our midst today, dear Heavenly Father, as we go forth on the airways today, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to let it be something that is said, dear Heavenly Father, that will touch someone's life, dear Heavenly Father, that will bring them closer to you. I bleed inside, dear Heavenly Father. Let them know, dear Heavenly Father, that it is a word from you today, dear Heavenly Father, straight from heaven, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for every caller that's calling in today, dear Heavenly Father. They are excited, dear Heavenly Father, because the lines are lit up. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name, and we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, we have a caller on the air this morning, and our caller is Evangelist Brian. And we are so happy to have you on air this morning, Evangelist Brian. Yes. And our topic for today, we're going to be talking about giving account of your stewardship. And I'll give just a little brief thing, and we're going to have you to jump right on in and tell us what God has directed for you to say today. First off, I want to consider with you today the idea of giving an account of our stewardship. The Bible speaks often of a steward. So does Jesus in those words from Luke 16:2, and I hope y'all have your Bibles with you today. Because Luke 16:2 said, and he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou may be no longer steward. And here God was talking about a steward was one of who was placed over the household of his master. He was a slave, a servant. He himself owned nothing. Yet all the good and the possession of his Lord was entrusted to his hands to care for and to use to the best possible advantage of his master. The money, the possession, the other servants, even the children of his Lord was given to him to rule over them as he would do his own. Yet they were not his own. They were stewards. They were servants teaching how to be servant, to be stewardship over the things that God has given us. So, Evangelist Brian, what you have to say today on stewardship?
Well, one thing about stewardship, a person must know how to manage manage things in their lives and manage even as well as their wealth. And sometimes we take it for granted when God said us how we should sow, how we should give. And sometimes we make mistakes about doing other things that are, even though we have a lump of money come into us, we don't look at the outcome of what God's saying. Tell us to give, and it should be given back to us. Good measure, pressed down, overrunning, causing men to give it up. But if a person got to really know how to manage his wealth, and the Bible said the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just, depends on how a wealthy man out there, he's doing something with his money because he know how to manage his money. That's on the ones that in the world system. But when you get in God's system, there's a different profile to how to manage, coming to managing your money, or how to sow into other ministries to be a blessing to other ministry, and how God tell you how much to sow, how much to give. And one thing about when you give to God, God always turn around and multiply what you give unto them. That's just sort of like sowing and reaping. Mm-hmm. You don't have nothing to sow with, you can't get nothing back. But if you have something to sow with, you can get something back, because that's how God's working in the management of. See, God, he's a business God. He's the one that controls everything, and he controls our lives, and how if we in the will of him, we'll know how to be governed by his word, how to stand on his word. But if you're not to the point where you don't know how to manage money, you always lose in some way. You'll lose your money because you're not doing exactly what God tell you to do by having stewardship over your finances. Your finances can get to the point that you wonder where it went to. Well, what did you do with it? How did you control? How did you sow it? What did you put it at? What did you listen to what God tell you to do? How to sow it? And by giving to others, that you'll come back into use. The Bible says that how that he will bless some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. And the blessings come by you giving. And if you know how to give, God will manage your wealth. He know how to manage your wealth. But we do not know how to manage wealth because we have a natural side and also a spiritual side. Well, the natural side is to things of the natural world. And we spend more in the natural world because we are of the world. When we are of the world, we act just like the world. But when you're of the spiritual world, it's a different thing, because God knows how to manage our spirit. Our spirit knows how to manage things in the spiritual realm, that we get a clear understanding of what God's taking us to in the spiritual realm. But coming down to the natural things cause us to miss God, because we're so caught up in the natural things of this world. This natural world right here is really not our home, but we're here for a reason, to be governed by God's law. We have to be abided by his law to be taken to that spiritual realm of God, knowing how to manage it. Management is management of your life. It's not only just because giving money. It's managing of your life, how well you control your life, how well do you let God control your life. The Bible says, any man in Christ, he become a new creature. Old things in past, behold, all things become new. So that new thing is when God begin to teach you how to manage your life, manage your spiritual life, manage your money. Otherwise, you cannot know anything else about it.
That is so true, Evangelist Brian, that is so true. So I'm hoping those listening in today is getting a good insight on stewardship. And as you were speaking, I went to Luke 12:42. Mm-hmm. And it's saying there, we read, who then is and wise servant, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, so to give their portion of meat in due season. And the servant then was called the ruler of the Lord household, the one who divided out the food to the members of the household. He was to be faithful, committed to his Lord, unanswering in his loyalty. And he was to be wise, that is, resourceful, cunning, quick of mind to see his Lord's best interest and to accomplish that best interest. Oh, do you want to speak a little bit more on that?
Oh, yes. Even I was reading a scripture in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 1:19, talking about imagining. This is what happened to you when you don't do God's will. If you don't do this, is all the gospel is not an earthly wisdom. But see, it says that Paul said that for it is it's in the Luke 1:19.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise." And he said, "Will bring to nothing." In other words, he said, "Known nothing." He said, "The understanding of the prudent." Now, a person that really look at that—that's Paul talking to the people of Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that same example for us. That if people has the wisdom of this world, well, they'll destroy themselves because you got the wisdom of this world. Wisdom of this world cannot encounter the things of the spiritual because you're so caught in between, or as he says, betwixt in so many areas. So every person that thinks about how to govern itself and think they can get by without the help of God.
Mm-hmm.
But you're destroying yourself because you can't be wiser than God.
Mm-hmm.
God, He has the wisdom of all things. And every person that even listening of this got to know that without the wisdom of God, you cannot be a stewardship over your life. It takes the wisdom of God showing you how to manage your life as well as managing your income. Most people don't want to, when they got a little amount to come to them, they don't think about taking their 10% out and give it
mm-hmm.
to God. But they'll take that 10% or whatever they got. Well, they'll take it and do something else with it instead of giving God his money, because it's him that blessed you to have the money. It's not you didn't get the money on your own, and it took God to give you the money, because God, he owned all silver and gold and earth, and he tells us what to do about how to manage your money. And if you don't give to God, you can't expect God to give back to you, because you're not giving what he told you to give from the beginning. Because if he said that if you give, he'll open up the windows of heaven pour out
mm-hmm.
your blessing.
That's
but if you never give to him, your windows are shut. In other words, they closed up because you didn't give like he told you to give, because that's where all the blessings come from, by giving. And the Bible tells us how will a man rob God. Well, you're robbing him tithes and offerings. You're offering,
mm-hmm.
you don't give when he tell you to give, well, you're holding back the blessings of your life. You're not only in tithes and offerings, that's a blessing on your life, because that's the protection of your life. By giving to God, was just the 10% back unto him, because his him that's got you where you are today. And you didn't get here on your own. It was God that brought you where you are. You think about where it has, if you didn't have the things of that you got now, it had, you wouldn't have what you got, because God provided for you. He made ways for you. You didn't see the ways, but God made the way because of what you did. What you did, you gave unto God. Because God said, God so loved the world, he gave. What he gave his son. Well, his
mm-hmm.
son, he paid the price. So it's a price that you have to give unto God. God, you don't own yourself. God owned you because you bought with Christ. If you're saved, you know that you got to give to God, because God is God's protection.
Mm-hmm.
The gift is one of the most valuable things to God, because it's protection of your life. God protects his people. Never one time did God never protect his people. It's him that protects his people, because how you sow into his, sow back unto him. And you're expecting the harvest come back. Well, you got to learn how to sow. Sow to God. Sow back to God. And God can remind God what you said in his word. He said, you give, and I give it back to you. Well, God don't give it back to you good measure. So it's a measure that you give. That's what he's talking about. We're giving, like sowing 30. Well, you get you sold 30, and then, well, God didn't turn around and increase 30, or increase to 60, and then he turned around and increased to, you sold another 60, and then, well, you increased to 100. That's how you begin to sow and reaping. Now, that's a, you sow in good soil. Sowed in good soil, not the sowed in no bad soil, because you sowed in bad soil, bad soil will cause bad corruption come up. Otherwise, you'll lose what you got.
Mm-hmm.
You have never should have put it in that spot where it was supposed to be at when God leads you. Let God lead you to put it. It's only God can speak to your heart. And
that
you
is
can't
so true.
Because if you speak to your own heart tell you something different. It'll tell you to hold back. Well, it's called you not to give. And you hold all that in, and then you find out, where did my money went to? Well, you had a hole in your pocket. God.
That's right.
You can blow it, you don't know, and you seem like you can't make it from end to week after week. You seem like you're going without no money, trying to wonder where your money going to come from. Well, what did you do when you had the money?
Did you
sell to somebody, or did you just took the money and paid you all your bills and then think about God? Then think about what you're going to, because you got to give to God. To get something back from God, and he'll protect you, and he'll make ways for you to get some unexpected money come to you because you're giving to God.
Yes,
God opens the windows of heaven, and he pull out you blessed because you're giving unto the source of him. Every time you turn around, God is blessing you because you give it. You give it out of heart because you making sure that your stewardship being right directed with God, not of yourself. Get out of self and give to others. God, he already provided you because he provided unto you to give. He sowed into you so you can give to somebody else that you can continue to have the flow of that coming into your house. That's what money comes to, how you sow in and how you give to something. Some people out there might need something, especially God put in your heart to go sow. Not only just money, we say that, you can sow clothing, or you sow food, or whatever God put in your heart. Never shut up your compassion and your bowels of compassion and not to give nobody, because that same thing that you are shutting up, that same thing will come back upon you. You reap the low foul of that because of the way you sowing.
That's so true. And as you were speaking on that, sharing with the men and women of God that's listening today on Blog Talk, I was reminded thinking of a lot of people that say they're Christian or in church. When you tell them about tithing and about reaping and how God will overflow, you know, to them, back to them, and when they think about how everybody in the family gets sick at one time or the car breaks down, everything starts happening, a chain reaction, but then you go back and say, well, why is this happening? Why is that happening? You have to realize when you had the money, just like you told them, instead of paying your tithes and offering, that comes off the top. That's what the Word of God says, tithes and offering. He don't mention about all the other stuff that mankind and man and woman have started up in the body of Christ, but he says, Old and New Testament. In the Old Testament, he said, give 10%.
Right.
The New Testament say give as God has prospered you. That means God has a blessed you abundantly. So that means it's a threefold way. You give your tithe, you give your offering, then you should give something else in it, the threefold, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in the Word of God. So that means your bonds will all forever, your household will ever be filled. You know, you may feel like I'm lacking today. It's something I need, you know, a financial. It may come through. If something financial, but like you were just saying, it's not all the time money. You can invest your time.
Right.
You can invest not only food and clothing. You can even go sit with someone in the hospital, visit someone in the prison. You know, you being a servant, your stewardship, you know, it's going up and beyond. And as I was reading some things that I had jotted down, Jesus also spake unto us today of the fact we are all stewards. We are those who have been entrusted with the goods and the affairs of our Lord. And as a servant in the days of Jesus had to arise early, so do we, before anyone else was up, and see to it that the schedule for the household was set for that day. and that the other servants were set at their work, and that the food was distributed, that the children of the Lord were taught. He was charged with all these things. So when we think about it, we say, Jehovah said that we are steward in this life. That is the fact that has to sink down into our soul to each and every person that's listening today. There is nothing insignificant. There is nothing of which you can say, well, it doesn't really matter, but it does. There is no talent you possess, no time that you have, no possession that you have, which is something that you may squander. You may also slouch or slack. You know, a lot of people are slackful on different things that God have called them to do. You may not have the thought that it does not matter, but what you do with these talents of mind, money, children, goods, clothing, whatever it may be. Every man is a steward before God. Every man. And God, in this sense, that all that every man, woman, and child is not his own, but is given to him of God. Everything we have is from God. We can't do anything without him. He said in the word of God that the silver is mine, the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. That's taken from Psalms 24:1. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. All things belong to God. The Gold Coast, the North Lake Shores, the stocks of Wall Street, the commodity, grain, the corn, everything belonged to God. We already learned for a season, the apartment or the house we live in, that belonged to God. The cars that we drive, the clothes that we wear. Who's all these things, the Lord, who will require of his own at the hand of every man, woman, and child. So you have something else you want to share with us? Just go, just come right on in, Evangelist.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that some people may think that, well, I can't afford to take my tithing, but you can't afford not to. You got to give regardless for the key. The flow of God in your life, or flowing God to make things really easy for God to work through. God, if you really think about this thing, we are on like a agricultural plane, to you know, about sowing and giving, and one, that's the main thing about God's law. We must give, because if we don't give, you can't expect to get anything back from God, because you're living in this world, actually you're on borrowed time. You're on borrowed time because of what God said in the last days. And we see that God gave you breath. Well, that you really lending, God lending you his breath.
He gave you, you
are a living being. It's by his breath that you are alive. Every person that on planet Earth is yet in this land is on borrowed time. We're all a species of God. We created just like God, and God is God. And he works through the spiritual realm. He does not work through a natural body, but he used natural things, because he said he'll take the natural things and take the foolish thing and make it wiser. And the world may think it's foolish, but he'll take those things and make it simple. And simple for us to know that without him, you couldn't do it, because you need him to do it, because he's the one controlled. He's under control. He's controlled by his spirit. The spirit of God is speaking expressly in the latter parts of this earth. We see things that's going, and there's so much happening all around the world, but still God has still got everything in control. So we are in the world right now. The person that don't have God in his life, well, he's walking as a dead man. But see, it's only him that's, yet God's got breath in him. He waked you this morning. He woke you this morning. You're still in the same mind, but it's something about when you're not recognizing who started you, who gave you, who gave it. It's him that give you. So if he give you, that means you have to give back to him. What are you giving? You're giving yourself back to him. You're giving what? You're giving your life back to him, because he's a life giver. He came to give life unto you. That's coming still under the management of God. He's managing your life. You in the land, but he's still managing you because he's got you in control. You cannot do nothing without calling on his name. Every human being on planet Earth will call upon God. They will call upon the name. That name is above every name. The name will go in and out and convert people, bring them into the newness of God, and they cannot know anything about until God give you the wisdom, know how. You may be the goodest person in this world, but without Jesus in your life, you have nothing but this him that gave you. He always managed your life. He was managing your life, yet while you were still in sin, he still was managing because he had control over you, inspiring you. And he brought you out of things that you couldn't get yourself out. So it's God to step in between and gave something to you. That's why he's expecting you to give yourself to him, or giving what he said about 10% of your earnings. Your earnings, what, and you to be blessed of God, you got to give it to him, give it right back to him so the flow of God can flow in your household. Flow in your household, where it flows all the way down to your family. It has something to do with your family because God is a family God. He's dealing with families, and families that need God, they need him right now because of timing in the system that this world is in, and people need more of God than they ever need God because of the timing. God's want to rescue you and your family. So you need a miracle in your life. Well, the miracle starts when you start giving to God and believing what God said in his word. And his word will go out will not turn to a void. It will accomplish what it sent out to be. So every person that listened today, you need something special in your life that can change the courses of your life, turn things around in you by looking at him as the source, not as your family, your source, but you look at God as the source because of God calls the family to be where they are today because of the source of God. So you got to call on God, and when you need something, he will supply the need. No matter what predicament that you are in, God, he's still where he'll rescue. If you believe it, you receive it. But if you don't believe it, you cannot receive it.
That is so true. And as I was reading further in the Word, the Bible was telling us that man, by nature, rebels against his stewardship, and greed is enthralled upon our heart. We know of so many people, you know, are just greedy. They don't want to help anybody. They want to be some of them that just take, but don't want to share what they have. And we say concerning those things that they are mine, and I may use them for myself as I please, for my own purpose or pleasure. And the secret statement of every personal heart is that, who is Jehovah that I should obey him? We should obey him. Because but in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are restored as stewards. We are brought back into the household of God. We who are cheat and robbers and swindles by nature restores as the steward of God to serve him, so that we may say in Jesus Christ we love our master, and we are given grace to be faithful and wise stewards over the Lord's possession. We are stewards of the time, talent, goods, and substance of our Lord, which we are called to use for his advantage, and to whom we must be ready to give an account. I mean, people don't realize, but you got to give an account to God one day of all the deeds and the things that you've done and the things you did not do, the things he required of you to do that you did not do. And as I was reading and I was thinking about this, you know, when you're even in the body of Christ, a lot of people think ministry takes money, first of all. Any ministry takes money. And people feel like when you give to the church that you're giving to the pastor. No, you're giving unto God. Because they feel or realize when they come into the sanctuary, they want it cool. That means that the air has to be paid for, the lights, the water, the gas, anything that you use, any material that you use, whether you're the minister, your Sunday school teacher, your ministry of music, different things that you have to go into the body of Christ that has to be bought and paid for. So if you do not bring the tithes to the storehouse when you need help, so many people come to the church and wonder why the church turned them down, and they look at their role. You haven't been there, or you came once or twice a year. You paid no tithes, no offering. You get nothing back to the Lord. So what's the cliche? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing, right?
Right.
So if you're not putting anything in, as the old folks would say, for a rainy day, how you expect to go back? If you keep getting everything out the bank and you don't put nothing else in the bank of what you'd have taken out, when you go to the bank one day, you're going to find there's nothing left in the bank. And that's the same way with God, with the blessings he's doing you. He's telling you this is a requirement. This is not something he's telling you to pity party with. This is a requirement that you give back, that you give. If he give you a job, you're supposed to automatically give back to God. No, God don't need our money. He have everything, the cattle on the thousand, cattle on a thousand hill and everything. But what he is saying, he's trying to see now, can he trust us? How you said you're going to be a millionaire when he can't even trust you with $100? Can you be a good steward over what he's already given you? He wants you to be able to show him. He already know what you're going to do. But you have to be true to God. You have something else you want to say? Just come right on in, Evangelist Brian.
Okay. When you were saying that, I was just thinking about the book of Malachi, third chapter, Malachi, and 10th verse. It was talking about how that, speaking about, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts. He said, if I would not open you the winds of heaven and pour out you a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And he said, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time of the field, says the Lord of hosts. Now we're looking at these passages of scripture. This is referring to God's promises.
Mm-hmm.
He will rebuke or devour for our sake. That, in other words, when you give into God and bring into the storehouse your tithes and your offering, that's your protection,
yeah,
your life and your family and everything that you do of God. And it protects you when you go out somewhere. You might, and by you giving to God and paying your tithes, God said, I will hold back the forces of evil. The evils of demonic spirits that is engaging around the world, are trying to get into the houses of that God put in his spirit in, and causes a person to really want to serve God with all his heart and all his soul. Don't want to go, and all ministers, any of the ministers out there, you need to reframe your mind more to the focus of God, not other things of this world, because the devil out to try to, he's after more ministers than he ever, that God said in that latter days would have caused a great fall. Well, men, women of the gospel everywhere, you can fall in areas, but you don't have to stay there in those areas. You can get up and dust yourself back off and get back in the realm of God and stand before God. That's where your protection lies at when you begin to give into God. But if you're not giving into God in your ministry can fall. And that's where the enemy comes in to take and rob you from all the things that you've done and keep you from doing the things of God. Because there's a deceiver out there trying to deceive the very elect. He know how to con you, not craft to you, but if you're not wise enough, if you're not seeking God and getting into God's presence, let God lead you in the right direction to strengthen your ministry. Your ministry needs to be strengthened. Well, go back into the Word of God and let the Word of God strengthen you by leading and guiding you in the teaching of this Word to develop your ministry a greater level in God. That costs you something. That's a denial in yourself. You got to deny yourself.
Yes.
If you don't want, you can't hold on the world and hold on to God at the same time. You got to release the world and let God do what he wants to do in your life. because you got to continue to seek God. You got to stay before God. Because it's a race that the race is not for the swift or the strong, but that he that endureth to the end shall be saved. That's why you got to realize that you're saved. You got to stay in the race with God. That's where your protection lies at. God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. If you walk upright before him, keep the standards of God. Be not manipulated. Be not cunning. Do not think you think he's covering up the thing, because God knows everything about you, but he knows what you need, what you like, and that you need the strength, well, he'll give you the strength. He'll carry you on through. And if you need wisdom, he'll give you the wisdom, knowing how to get out of things that you know. Without him, you can't do anything. If your minister is telling you, if you need strength, get with some people to pray with you. Or call this line and get them to pray with you. Strengthen your ministry. If your ministry goes forward with signs and wonders to follow, that God will take you to another level. And if you that hunger for God, you keep seeking God.
Yes, Lord. And before I'm going to say a few more words, and then I'm going to have you to close us off in prayer, Evangelist. I am so happy and elated that you were able to come on and share with our radio listeners today, and I'm hoping something was said today that made them draw closer to God and an understanding on stewardship today. The scripture speaks to us of this stewardship in some special way. I have been speaking of our earthly life today when we was talking, of our possession, our homes, clothing, and jobs, but we also servant of the gift of salvation.
Yes.
As every man has received the gift, even so ministering the same one to another as good servant of the manifold grace of God. Our spiritual life, in all of its detail, we are set over that as stewards be fruitful and prosper to the Lord. That includes the knowledge of God and his work, the word and the Bible. We are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the truth of God in the Bible, and we are to grow in the grace, love, trust, faith, obedience, and purity. And I thank God for you today, Evangelist Brian, for coming on Joy and Peace Outreach today. And before we leave the air, would you have a prayer with those that's listening in that will be calling in later? Would you please give us a prayer?
Gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard. God, we ask you to let the word of God be as saturating into those hearers, oh God, the Lord, that he said he did have a ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying, God, especially in this time right now, all the loved ones there, Lord, God, all those are listening, oh God, the Lord, you would move miraculously, God, but touch those right now, and that person right now that's going through with sickness in their body, we curse that sickness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that one that God has got heart disease, God, we curse heart disease of God right now. That one that got coming to the eye, we speak right now to the blood vessels, we command right now the focus to come clear. Oh God, we thank for those that person that have cancer, Lord. We curse that disease, cancer, from the roots, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you right now, God, for what you're going to do and what you already have done. You said you sent your word and you healed and delivered us from all the destruction, God. We just give you that praise and we give you an honor, Lord God, for the blessings of you that had no sorrow, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and all the fruits of the Spirit of you, God. We just thank you, Lord God, right now for hearing this prayer today, Lord God. We thank you for answering, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Amen, amen.
Amen. Well, I want to thank all our radio listeners today that tuned in to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry. And your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. And I hope you can be with us next week. We have a very good topic for you on next week. And as we get ready to leave the air, we want you to stay encouraged no matter what you're going through, no matter what the trials and tribulation of this world, even today. Know that God is able. He will bring you through it. And just keep encouraging yourself. Just get up. Dust yourself off and say that I can do it. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Because he's a mighty good God. And he's right there saying, come, my child, with open arms. You can tell him anything. You can go to him with any problem. It's no problem too hard for God today. So as we brought you the topic on stewardship, we hope that everyone got something from the stewardship message today. And we hope to see you and hear from you again next week. And as we leave the air, but not God's presence, we're going to leave on plane. Encourage yourself. Bye-bye.
Impression.